according to Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "What can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. And yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in the shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from the triune God. Amen. Oh, this isn't part of the sermon. Okay, anybody officially have a total for how much rain we've gotten since the earth began? 2 inches?
Oh,
since yesterday. Yeesh. No wonder. Brad, you don't have to cut the lawn today. There's a pothole in the front. A person scattered seeds on the ground and walked away. There was nothing special about the seed. There's nothing said about a special type of fertilizer used to get maximum yield. It's just a seed. I started thinking about this story told a little differently, a way that might connect with some of us a little better. How about this? It's like a zucchini seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is simply an ordinary seed that we put in our garden. And yet, when it is sown, it grows and it puts forth more zucchini than any one person could consume. So that you have to bug everybody that you know by asking, "Hey, you need a little zucchini? Had a few extras." And they do that like every week, so they have a lot of extras. And after a while, people run away from them when they see you coming with, well, they're afraid of your zucchini, because they've already had more zucchini than they can use themselves. They have cake and muffins and bread in the freezer, and they're kind of getting sick of it. What is that about zucchini? How can one plant produce so much stuff? I mean, one stalk of corn, well, you may get one, two, maybe ears, but zucchini? Maybe the kingdom of God is like a zucchini plant. And from that fruit comes what we call grace. We see God plant it. Sometimes we don't even notice when it's planted. We watch it grow, or we're too busy to watch it grow. There's really nothing we can do. And we can't explain it really deeply. How does that person receive grace? What did I do to deserve it? And how is it not withered and died? I mean, have you seen the world? Has God seen us? And how does it grow despite the soil and the energy we put into it or don't put into it? I have no clue. And not only does it grow, blossoms that come, and the fruit that grows, and grows, and grows. And in the beginning, we managed to keep up with harvesting that zucchini. We're excited when those first few plants come. I mean, not zucchini, when grace comes. And yet we can't use it up, and more continues to come, and we can't keep up with that amount of grace. And we start to give it away. God asks us to share it with others, because remember, it's grace. And like zucchini, it will continue to come. Jesus told parables using ideas and concepts and stories that connect with the people where they are at. I think it's interesting that the Bible says that he then explained the parables to the disciples elsewhere, but it's not always recorded in the Bible what that those other stories were. Sometimes it is. Because God's grace is hard to fully understand. I don't always get it. We hold tight to this grace as a gift that it is, and then question when others are sent to get that same grace poured out on them. We watch the news, and using different words, we pick out who we think deserves that grace and who doesn't. The kingdom of God is like nothing we could ever fully get, which is kind of why Jesus has a lot of parables when explaining the kingdom of God. And while we like to speak about the kingdom of God coming, Jesus is quick to try and get us to understand that it's already here. Christ came and lived among us, and when Jesus ascended back to God, he sent the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of God is here. This is why we speak about the need to continue God's message and to share that grace, because we have way more grace than we could ever need. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. Jesus never fully explains it, so maybe we don't need to know the specifics in order for it to be true. And we don't need to understand it to share it with others. The kingdom of God is here, and the grace is growing, and it is yours, and there is more than you could ever need. So why not share it with others who need it too? The kingdom of God is an amazing gift that is yours. It is mine. It is everyone's. Thanks be to God. Amen.